Welcome. My name is Lisa Miller, and I'll be your host tonight for this special call on detoxification. Tonight I'm talking to best-selling health author Kevin Gianni. He's the author of 4 books and is the host of one of the most popular online health blogs, RenegadeHealth.com. Kevin has been quoted and interviewed by many top news publications and magazines, and he's also interviewed over 200 health experts over the last 2 years, including New York Times best-selling authors and popular health figures. Tonight we're going to be talking about detoxification and specific techniques that you can use to get the toxins out. One of the biggest benefits of detoxification is that when you do eliminate the toxic load on your body, your health can improve. You can get more energy, and most people lose weight as a side effect. So how does that sound? So let me welcome now Kevin to the call. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about what we're going to talk about tonight.
Good, me too. So let's jump into it. The first question I have for you is, should we really be concerned about toxins?
Well, I guess the answer should be, if you're concerned about your health, you should be concerned about toxins. If not, then fine. You know, we can go on forgetting the fact that there are literally hundreds of different toxins in our environment right now, everything ranging from herbicides and pesticides to the sorts of chemicals that come out when you burn your gasoline engine. I mean, there's literally hundreds of these different substances, and each one of them can, in some ways, have a negative impact on your health. And here's what happens. A lot of toxins, what they do is they interrupt the body's functioning. So they interrupt it on a cellular or a neurological level. So they interfere with either the way that your cells communicate with each other, or they actually interfere with your nerves. So, you know your spinal cord and your brain is you know, the hub of your nervous system. So when you are exposed to some of these toxins, it can actually interfere with the way that you do things, the way that you think, your emotions, your energy levels. And this works on both neurological and a cellular level. And another thing people don't know about toxins is that they're stored in fat cells. Many of the toxins that don't get eliminated through your body or through the liver quickly are actually stored in your system because your body wants to get them out of your system as quickly as possible. So a lot of them are stored in the fat cells. And if your body knows that there's a lot of toxic load in your fat cells, what happens is it doesn't release them. So this is an answer for all those of you out there who are kind of doing a lot of right things in terms of trying to lose weight, but just not getting the results. It may be because you have a high toxic load in your system. And again, toxic load could be anything from high mercury levels to dioxin to PCBs to all these different things, which I'll kind of explain and break down some of the most toxic things that we can find in our environment in the next couple minutes. And here's the thing. It's the best interest of industry to think that, you know, little levels of these things are fine, right? You know, so you'll hear scientific studies come out and say, oh, you know, this isn't that big of a deal. But there's two issues with that. Is one, we have to know where the scientific studies are coming from. So one, we have to look at, you know, who's funding these studies. Chances are if a study says toxins are not affecting the body, it's probably coming from the industry that is releasing the toxin.
Yeah.
And two, there's not a lot of money out there on the other side to counter these scientific studies. So there's not a lot of money in the advocacy business. There's a lot of money in continuing to produce things through industries. This is one of the reasons why there's a lot of misinformation and back and forth about toxins. I mean, the truth is that if a toxin can destroy life in some way, then chances are it's not very good for our body. Think about an apple. We can eat a ton of apples, and we will never experience any toxic load. But if we ate a little bit of dioxin every day, we could have some serious health issues. And here's another thing that I learned from a friend of mine who has been an environmentalist for 30 years. And right now he deals with water, and he's seen the toxic load in rivers and streams all throughout the country. In Connecticut, it's even recommended, where actually I'm originally from, it's even recommended that you shouldn't eat more than one fish a month out of Connecticut lakes, rivers, and streams.
Oh my God.
So, I mean, this is entirely important because our rivers and streams and lakes and our environment is terribly polluted with, and in this case in Connecticut, it's PCBs. But what my friend Jim told me, colleague, he's been doing this for 30 years, been in the environment for 30 years, he said that sometimes when you're dealing with toxins, low-level exposure, so for instance, if you're eating foods that aren't organic, which we'll talk about later, if you're eating foods that aren't organic over an extended period of time, the toxins almost affect you in a more negative way than if you were to have an acute poisoning. So think about this. If you were to just take a glass of some toxin that didn't kill you, it might actually be better for you to purge it and be finished with it than it would if you were taking low levels of that toxin for a long period of time, because your body understands that if it gets a lot of it all at once, that it needs to get rid of it. But if there are low underlying levels, it flies almost right under the radar, and it puts you in a position where it's always slightly compromising or slightly compensating for what's going on in your system. And then eventually what happens is the load becomes so much that it actually has changed our functioning at a cellular or neurological level to some degree. And in that case, that could cause illness.
Oh my gosh, Kevin, those are some really eye-opening facts that I'm sure a lot of us didn't even know about. And you had spoke about some of the different types of toxins that are in our environment, but can you go into a little bit more detail about them?
Yeah, this is a great question, because a lot of people say, "Well, yeah, toxins. What do you mean toxin? You know, what is a toxin? You know, and you know, you're trying to scare me and all this sort of thing." Now, I completely understand, because this is how I thought when I first got into doing more research when it comes to the things in our environment that it can actually get into our body and actually start to disintegrate our health. So I'm going to start with five. I'm just going to explain five because we don't have too much time in this call. And these, I think, are five of the most potent toxins in our environment right now. So number one is mercury. You know, we've all heard that, you know, mercury is toxic. And people who are of an older generation than I am, they probably even remember breaking open thermometers and playing with mercury. Now, again, I come from Connecticut, and Danbury, which is the town that I'm from, used to be the hat capital of the world. So they used to make brimmed hats. Medicine Hat was actually based in Danbury. And if you know the saying, mad as a hatter, if anyone's ever heard that, I'm sure you have, that actually comes from the hat industry. And what happened is, when they were looking to actually stiffen the brims of the hat, they wanted something that was stiff but also very malleable, so it could bend a little bit. And, you know, you could shape and form your brim of your hat. And so what they used was mercury. And what happened long-term to people who were working with hats, who were wearing hats with these mercury brims, the mercury was actually absorbed into their system, and it started to create severe neurological damage. And this is what mad as a hatter comes from. It comes from mercury toxicity. So mercury is a severely neurotoxic chemical, and it can affect your brain function. It can affect your spinal nerve function. And this is really implicated in a lot of diseases that really are showing suppressed brain function. Number two, lead. We all know that lead is toxic, and it can be found in paints, it can be found in homes. I mean, it's not in paints anymore, but you can find it in places, maybe even your office, that have been around for a while and haven't been repainted or haven't been renovated after they've stopped putting leads in paint. Lead, again, like other heavy metals, like mercury, works on the nervous system, blood cells, bones, and kidneys. So we want to be conscious of lead in our system. And any heavy metal we need to be very conscious about. And, you know, mercury and lead just happen to be the most common, but there are other ones that are found in our environment in certain situations where there's mining, where there has been, disruption underneath the earth, and these levels can actually rise and they can create similar problems. Dioxin is an herbicide. That means it kills plants. And dioxin is actually the active ingredient that they use in Agent Orange. So you guys maybe have heard the story The story is about Agent Orange being used in Vietnam to destroy the foliage so the U.S. could see, or the forces could see the Viet Cong. And so dioxin is actually a form of a synthetic plant hormone, and it interferes with the hormone system of plants. Now, how does that work with you? Well, it can interfere with your own hormone system, too. And after the Vietnam War, dioxin was linked, or Agent Orange was linked, to some severe health challenges from people who are coming back overseas. Number four is BPA, all right? And this is actually a byproduct of plastic. So, and not even a byproduct, it's actually what leaches from plastic. So water bottles, any sort of plastic tub that holds any sort of liquid, chances are it's going to leak or leach some BPA into your system. And, you know, there's been back and forth about this in the last year or so. And a lot of companies started to remove the BPA products from their shelves and from their product lines. And, you know, even to the point where, you know, the government is looking to possibly ban the substance, which is very, very good. But what happens with BPA is if you have had, if you drank plastic bottles, you've been water from a plastic bottle in, you know, in the last, you know, I don't know, year or so, chances are what you do have some BPA in your system. And what it does is that it mimics hormones. So BPA mimics hormones, and namely estrogen. So what does something that mimics a hormone do? Well, here's what it does. It goes into your system. It looks and feels just like a hormone, but it doesn't do any of the things that a hormone does. This is the same problem with trans fats, for some of you who may or may not know. Trans fats kind of look and feel like regular fats. They take the place of regular fats in the body, but they don't do anything. And this is the same with BPA. It goes into your body. It looks like estrogen. But what it doesn't do is any of the things that estrogen does. So when it's in your system, it basically just clogs up your hormone system. And a lot of us already have hormone problems. We don't need any BPA to continue to muck it up. The last one I want to talk about are PCBs. And some of you may or may not know, but PCBs have been banned for a very long time, since the 1970s. But it's very difficult to break down. And PCBs were initially used as coolant for big electrical plants. You know, not plants, but plants, like big old, you know, factories. And it's also been used for stabilizing of plastics like PVC piping and things like that. And so PCBs have been in our system, our environmental system, for a long time, and they just won't go away. And they are known carcinogens, known to cause cancer. They were banned in the 70s because of it, and they still are here, and they still are doing the insidious thing that they do. So they're known to cause cancer. So they work at a cellular level to change the way that your cells function. So really, we have to, you know, I mean, these are the five most potent. There are hundreds more, but these are the five most potent that are in our environment, and chances are they're in your system too. It would be very rare to find someone who doesn't have these in their system. A study in Vermont just took six people, and they studied them, and they took their blood, and they did an assay of the toxins in their body, and almost each one of them had every single one of these in their system. So you're not immune to this. This is, you know, this is really the hard fact about it. But we can detoxify our body from these substances. So we can protect ourselves, and that's the good news. And when you protect yourself, what happens is you can clean out some of these toxic substances, and then your body starts to function again like it should. So you can get more energy, you can lose weight, you can feel better. Sometimes toxic load is one of the contributing factors to illness. So we've got to get it out.
So, Kevin, with that said, and all of those potent chemicals and toxins around us, is detoxification dangerous? And also along with that question, can you detoxify with pills and supplements and also herbs?
All right, this is a great question. So number one is this. is that it's more dangerous to have the toxins continue to be in your body than it is to even go through a detoxification process in most cases. Now, if you're highly toxic, you may have some sort of reaction as your body starts to release some of these substances. But chances are you probably don't have those super high levels. I mean, those are very rare cases. In that case, you know, you'd work with a medical practitioner to do some sort of chelation therapy. And I'll talk about some of these things as we move on. The next question that you said is, you know, can you detoxify with supplements? And here's the thing. You can and you can't. And a lot of people will wonder, you know, what does that mean? Well, I'm going to explain it for you here. And there's kind of two points that I would like to make. One is that most of the pills and supplements and even herbs that you find on the market, they don't have enough potent herb to actually make the detoxification process work for you. And this is one of the biggest challenges. Unless you're getting super high-quality supplements, and you have to know where to find these, unless you're getting these super high-quality supplements, chances are you're going to try to do a detoxification protocol, and chances are it may not work for you. So basically, in that case, you would just be wasting your money. And this is one of the reasons why the FTC and the FDA are really fighting for supplement regulation, because there are a lot of sharp marketers out there who know how to sell you a product, and they also know how to have really great margins. So they know that if they buy less of the herb and add more filler into the pill, that they can make more money. And they can still advertise that it has that certain herb or that detoxifying agent in the supplement. It's as simple as that. And believe me, because I've been in the industry for a while, I know I've seen this happen. I've had people approach me who wanted me to sell their supplements with this very specific, in this very specific instance, the same deal. Number two, herb can be really strong on the body. So if you get really high potent herbs, they can be really powerful on the body, and they can, one, stimulate the body. A lot of us don't need overstimulation. We're already drinking coffee. We're already stressed out. We already work, you know, 12, 15 hours a day. We have kids running around, all these sorts of things. Stimulation, overstimulation can work on the adrenals, so it can work on your kidneys, your adrenal system, and it can put an overload on your liver. If the herbs are very potent, your liver is not functioning very, very well, the release of toxins and the actual herb can create problems for the liver. So these are two very important things we need to consider when we're going through some sort of detoxification process. First, we want to make sure that we have high-quality products if we're going to go that route. And two, we need to make sure that we're not overburdening a system that's already overburdened. So by stimulating the body with herbs, the body will naturally start to detoxify. But that could release too much toxin, plus the herb, which is all herbs are slightly toxic, right? And I hesitate to use toxic in the same word, but all herbs, in the same sentence, all herbs kind of have this type of stimulating alkaloid type response on the body. So we have to be clear about that. But the two together, the toxins and the herbs on the system, could be too much for some people. So we want to make sure that we detoxify in the right way.
Good. But there are so many different detoxification programs and plans and everything out there. And what is the best way to detoxify?
Yeah, the best way to detoxify is get out of the way. and you wonder what that means. Well, it means your body is actually a natural detoxifying system. Your body knows what it needs, and it knows what it doesn't need. And so if you can actually get out of your own way, you might find that your body actually naturally detoxifies for itself. And look, there are literally hundreds of different programs, and some things you can use to assist. I'm going to talk about three things that you can actually use to assist yourself in the detoxification process. But if you lighten the load, on your system, you can actually eliminate some of the toxins very easily. Some of my colleagues, and I truly believe this, say that detoxification or your health isn't a reflection of what you eat, it's a reflection of what you don't eat. So processed sugars, processed flours, anything that is, you know, processed in, you know, anything you find in a box or a bag, things like these, chances are they're going to have some sort of stimulant, they're going to have some sort of chemical, or even if it's a food, that can actually weigh your system down. Even animal products, and, you know, I'm not, you know, here to tell you what diet to choose or not, but animal products have up to 100 times the amount of toxins, pesticides, herbicides, industry compounds, than plant products do. The more plants you eat, the more you take away the load on your system. So what are some of the ways to detoxify? Well, one, like I just said, you need to stop the toxins from coming in. Now, you can't do it completely because we live and breathe the same air that everyone does, and there's toxins in the air. But one of the best ways to start is by eating organics so that you know that you don't have the toxins in the foods that you're consuming. So that's number one. That's really easy. Number two is a plant-based diet. Because if you start eating a plant-based diet, and this doesn't mean to completely eliminate animal products from your diet, but if you start to eat more plants in your diet, then you eliminate the overabundance of toxic load on your system. And three are very special chelating foods and supplements. And chelating means just taking out. And chelating, taking out heavy metals, taking out compounds out of the system. And there are certain foods that do this very well. They almost act as sponges. And that's not a technical term. That's just a very visual term. They almost act as sponges to help remove some of the toxins out of your system.
To get a little bit more specific, what are some of the foods and supplements that are most effective with detoxifying your body?
What I'm going to start, I'm going to give you three examples, and the first one's a big example. So the first one is fresh, ripe, raw fruits and vegetables. Why? Because this is what our body is naturally meant to have. We don't need to get into any science of it. I will. We don't need to get into any science to know that we should be eating fruits, we should be eating vegetables, and we should be eating an abundance of them. Everyone knows the benefits of fiber. Everyone knows the benefits of antioxidants, fruits and vegetables that have all this stuff. What they also have is they have minerals. And minerals help the body function effectively. So, for instance, if you go outside, or not even that, you might be holding a phone right now, or you might be, you know, pressing buttons on your computer. If you don't have minerals, you're not able to do any of that. Minerals speed up the neurological process because they make electrical connections in the body. So if you're functioning well, then you're detoxifying well. So minerals are very, very important. So where do you find minerals? Greens. Leafy green vegetables, green juices, green smoothies. What's a green smoothie? Taking some fruit, really tasty, delicious, sweet fruit, adding some lettuce or some spinach or some kale to it. Delicious. You don't even taste the greens. Green juices, getting a juicer, juicing some of the vegetables, adding some fruit to make it sweet, and drinking that down. It's so much better than any soda or any sort of bottled drink you'll ever have. Instantly your eyes will pop open and you'll feel more energy and you'll say, I really need more of this. Cilantro has actually been shown in research to help detoxify the body of heavy metal. Now, it's not just eating cilantro, which is somewhat effective, but cilantro tinctures. You can find cilantro tinctures sometimes at your local health food store. Number two is chlorella. And many people have heard of chlorella. If you have, you're lucky. Chlorella is an amazing detoxifier. And again, almost works like a sponge to remove toxins out of the body. It's a blue-green algae. It's a freshwater algae. And what you can find it in the form of a powder, a pill, or a tablet. And what it does is studies have shown that it can remove, one, heavy metals out of the system, and two, it can actually remove dioxin out of the system. I was reading a study recently where they tested mother's breast milk. So they tested mother's breast milk with while they were eating chlorella and while they weren't. And they found that there was much lower levels of dioxin in the mothers who were eating chlorella, much lower levels of dioxin in the breast milk. This is really powerful stuff. So chlorella, how do you do it? What do you do with it? Well, what you can do, if you have a real strong stomach, you can mix it in water and slam it down. If you want to take it in capsules, you don't even need to taste it. You can add it to smoothies. We add it to our smoothies in the morning. You don't even taste the stuff, and it's just so potent for you. And number three, which I'm not going to talk about too much, but zeolites. Z-E-O-L-I-T-E-S, zeolites. And what zeolites are, they are actually, it's like a clay, small, very, very small molecules that have been used in industrial spills, been used with cattle for many years to actually clean up toxic pollution. So now the science is showing that if it works in those situations, it can work in the human bodies. And actually, almost like a cage, the molecules, almost like a cage, can take and attract some of the heavy metals out of the system and remove them safely. Very powerful stuff. So those are three things that can actually help you. And now, you know, someone like me, I've been studying and researching this information for a long time. You know, my question to myself is, well, how can I get someone to use these techniques, right, to figure out how to detoxify their body? Because, you know, probably right now you're saying, well, great, this information is one, scaring me, and two, what do I do next, right? And so what we've done is we've created a little bit of a challenge, and the challenge is called the Raw Food Challenge. And with the intention to get thousands of people, we already have very close to that, thousands of people on a very easy-to-do protocol, 7 days, called the Raw Food Challenge, that will actually allow the body to start detoxifying. And once it starts detoxifying, will allow you to regain your energy, your vitality, and as a side effect, lose a little bit of weight.
This is extremely exciting, Kevin. Where can somebody go to get access to this Raw Food Challenge?
Well, before we get into that, let me just explain kind of what it is, right? I can tell you where to go. I know, you're jumping the gun.
Yeah.
I can tell you where to go. It's renegadehealth.com. So www.renegadehealth.com/RFC. That's all lowercase letters. So www.renegadehealth.com/RFC. Okay? Now, but let me tell you what it is. So it's 7 days of raw foods. Now, this doesn't mean you need to eat raw foods for the rest of your life, and it doesn't mean you're going to be eating rabbit food. I have to kind of put that out very clearly. We have taken people through this protocol, and the response we've got back has been incredible. People have really enjoyed the program. They've enjoyed the recipes, and they've enjoyed doing it. One woman lost 11 pounds. Her husband lost 8. I mean, this is really powerful stuff. And this wasn't even the actual goal. They just wanted to reboot their system, which really this is what the Raw Food Challenge is all about. It's going to clean up your system, and it's going to do it naturally. So there's no, you know, stimulating herbs. There's nothing toxic for the body. It's all fresh fruits and vegetables, things that you can find in your local grocery store. Food prep, we timed it. It takes 10 to 15 minutes, maybe 20 if you're really slow, 10 to 15 minutes a day total to prepare your foods and get moving on this challenge. It's easy to do, healthy, and in just 7 short days, I am almost convinced that you will be on a path towards healthier, happier living. I mean, a lot of people are searching around for answers when it comes to their health. A lot of people don't know that toxic load, or even emotional toxic load, can weigh down on their health and their body. And this manifests more and more as disease. So we've got to catch it before it happens, and using preventative nutrition is important, but we have to make it fun and we have to make it easy. So what we've done in this challenge is that we've put all the recipes together for you. We've put the shopping list together for you. All you have to do is go to the grocery store, pick up the stuff, or maybe call someone, or Peapod. I think Peapod even delivers, you know, up in the Northeast. But just bring the groceries to you, and then just start doing it. And you can do it while you're at work. We have plans. We've absolutely lined it up so you can do it while you're at work, while you're at home, while you're traveling, whatever you need to do. We've set it up for you. And once you, in just 7 days, once you've finished, you will enjoy some of the benefits of eating this way. Your body will have started to detoxify. You will have more energy. You will have lost weight. Your pants will fit better. I can promise you that, as long as you follow the program.
And I can attest to that too, Kevin. I tried it out a couple of months ago, and it was pretty easy, and it was a lot of fun, and I came away with a ton of new recipes that I'm using in my day-to-day life now, which I think is fabulous. And for those people listening in who already know about raw food, they have experience with raw food, is this 7-day challenge for them?
Oh, absolutely. This is like a reboot. So if you know you've been doing raw foods for a while, or you know about plant-based diets, things like that, and you've been doing it for a while, this is a great reboot because it takes out some of the dehydrated foods, it takes out some of the soy products and all the different things that may or not be causing problems in the system. It's a great way to just reset. It's literally like, think about when your computer goes on the fritz and you just look at it and you just say, whatever, I'm just going to press the reset button. You know, I'm just going to turn the power off and then turn it up again, and then it just works fine again. This is exactly what this program is.
Awesome. And I have the million-dollar question for you, because I bet there are a lot of people out there who are interested in this, but they're thinking in the back of their heads, oh, my gosh, what if my family is going to think I'm nuts? They're going to think I'm crazy for wanting to do something like this. Now, what's your advice to handle that kind of reaction?
One, they will think you're nuts, so just accept it. And two, once you're done in the 7 days, you're going to feel better, you're going to look better, your skin's going to clear up, and you're going to go to your family, and they're going to say, what did you do? And then you can tell them about this, and then you can help change them, because literally to help change your family is a lot harder than change yourself. So by being an example and showing them the benefits, you can really, really help them in a way that you never even imagined existed.
That's very true. Awesome. So, Kevin, is there anything else that you want to add?
Well, sure. You know, now is the time to take action. So I talked about in this call, I gave you a lot of great information. So I told you about some of the things that, you know, our bodies can be absorbing, the toxins that our body can be absorbing. I gave you some systems or some foods and some protocols that you can do on your own. You don't even need to do the raw food challenge. This is, you know, this is kind of how I base a lot of my my talks or my education. It's like, you don't have to do what we're doing, but we put it together for you. So, you know, we've already been there. We've already done it. So it's always good to learn from people who've already done it. And the third thing that I want to say is, imagine a couple years into the future, you know, taking this 7-day raw food challenge, imagine that it works for you. And imagine how you'll feel in 1 or 2 or 3 years from now, being on the right path, feeling good, having incredible energy, and not even thinking about how you used to feel or how you may feel now. This is very, very powerful. And, you know, this raw food challenge is made for you. It's made for you to just do it, take you through it, do it yourself. We actually have put together, and Lisa will be on the calls with me, we've actually put together a coaching program that comes with the raw food challenge. This is a special bonus. A coaching program that starts on either May 2nd or June 6th. And we'll take you through the 7 days. We have 4 calls set up where we'll answer your questions. We'll do one in the beginning. We'll do one in the middle. We'll have a cravings talk. And then at the end, we'll tell you what to do next. So we've even added this to the challenge that I think, you know, so you can get the support that you need, because support is a big deal. You know, if your family thinks you're crazy, well, who are you going to turn to? We'll turn to the thousands of other people who are doing the raw food challenge with us, and we can be your support group.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for this. This has been inspiring, and I'm ready to go myself, and I'm sure everybody else is too. So if you're listening now, please be sure to head over to renegadehealth.com/RFC and get your copy of the Raw Food Challenge and all of these great bonuses. And I also want to be sure to thank each and every one of you listening. We know that your time is important, and we hope that you learned a lot from this call. So I'll be sure to talk to you when the challenge starts. Have a great day. Bye-bye.